Okay, Navigators, just a quick bite-sized episode for your Saturday and to start off your holiday weekend. Today, we are going to talk about some free business tools from HubSpot. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, just a quick bite-sized episode for your Saturday and to start off your holiday weekend. Today, we are going to talk about some free business tools from HubSpot. I have linked in the show notes to their free business tools page, but there is just so much good stuff here, and I came across it in a previous episode when we were talking about their new tool, the AI Search Grader. But HubSpot just has a bunch more tools that can help us get our digital marketing strategy off the ground. Of course, they have that AI Search Grader that we talked about in the previous episode. They have a blog ideas generator, a clip creator, a campaign assistant, and all of those are all powered by AI. And they have some other non-AI powered tools that we will also talk about. First things first, that AI Search Grader that we talked about in a previous episode, this tool is going to help you see how visible your brand is within these new artificial intelligence search engines or tools like Perplexity, but also in traditional search engines that are starting to implement artificial intelligence into the user experience. Think Google's AI Overviews, for instance. And as marketers who are also likely wearing an SEO hat, you and I are definitely going to need to stay on top of how these LLMs and how these models rank publishers and businesses when people search. Next, there is a blog ideas generator, also powered by AI. And this is just what it sounds like. You can use it to brainstorm blog ideas or to create blog outlines. It can write a first draft for you, and then you're going to be able to publish directly to your website. Of course, you're also going to have these AI models or HubSpot's AI implementations or integration features to help you out and do the power or take over some of your ideation. So if you're having writer's block, if you're struggling to figure out what topic you want to cover, which is a place I have definitely been, this tool is for you. Next is the campaign assistant. And this one sounds really awesome. It's basically going to be your advertising copywriter or your marketing copywriter. Obviously, we know there's a lot of copy needed for a marketing campaign. You need copy for your landing page, for your email templates, for any paid ads that you're publishing. And the copy that are used there are obviously incredibly important, or the copy that is used there is incredibly important. And this campaign assistant can help you write all those pieces, making sure that they are cohesive and telling a linear story to your prospects. Moving on, this clip creator that they have here next is, I think it's a new one actually, since we were here just a few days ago, but this is going to allow you to create text to video. You're going to be able to convert your text prompts into videos with AI by simply explaining the topic, choosing the template that you want for your video, and adding as needed. Maybe in tomorrow's episode, to continue our little bite-sized weekend, we will do a couple demos of these tools. Continuing down the page and going through their tools here, next is a brand kit generator. This is super awesome. We've talked about some other tools that can help you get your brand off the ground if you're just starting to design your brand's look and feel. And this sounds like another tool like that. It can help you create a logo or a favicon. It can help you decide on a color palette or even what fonts you want to use throughout your brand guidelines. So super helpful. These next two tools, the email signature generator and the website grader, I think have been around in the HubSpot world since like day one, to be honest. One is their website grader, which I'm pretty sure was like one of their first main lead magnets when HubSpot hit the scene, and probably one of their most successful. So this is going to be a tool where you can just import or paste your URL into the tool. And in a few seconds, HubSpot is going to give you a bunch of tips on how to improve it, primarily from like a search engine optimization or a search engine standpoint, but also from like a user experience standpoint, which is super helpful. And this is one of their best free tools, honestly. And then the next one that I'm pretty sure they've also had for quite a while is this email signature generator. And guys, this is where I get one of like, just in general, this is where I get one of my favorite marketing tactics that we talk about, making these free tools as lead generators. HubSpot was the OG of doing that. And you can see that here on this page. So this is one this one, this email signature generator, is just another super handy free tool that tons of people could use. Is not necessarily a high powered marketing thing, but gets leads through the door. And for anyone who does email marketing, which is going to be most of us, this is going to help you make a professional looking email signature that you can implement in any of your email clients of choice, Outlook, Gmail, whatever it might be. And then this next one looks really cool. I think this is one that I want to demo in tomorrow's episode, and that is the guide creator. It's essentially going to help you make a how-to guide as a lead generator for your prospects. And it sounds really powerful. In the little tagline here, it says you can create how-to guides directly from screenshots, which is something I definitely want to try out tomorrow. You can also easily share these guides with your customers internally, with your sales team or your colleagues, but obviously primarily with your prospects. Okay, home stretch here. We are talking about the last two tools on the page. One is the Make My Persona tool, and this is obviously going to help you build a buyer persona or multiple buyer personas for your target audiences. The tool is going to generate a customizable document that outlines the demographics and the psychographics and all sorts of details about your buyer persona. And this is another tool that HubSpot has had for quite a while in some form or another. And you can hear how excited the baby is about all these free tools today. Maybe if you're catching that in the background. HubSpot has had this one for quite a while as well. And it's definitely super helpful if you're stuck or wondering how to put together a buyer persona. And then last but not least is their landing page creator GPT. And it sounds like this one is going to work right within ChatGPT, which is pretty cool that HubSpot has a direct integration like that. And I'm not surprised at all. I'm sure even more intuitive and user-friendly integrations are coming to HubSpot with these popular LLMs. But what you can do here is generate landing pages for your marketing campaigns right within ChatGPT, which is pretty awesome. And then you're able to publish directly to your website. So we might have to test this out tomorrow as well. I'm curious to see how the publication goes right from ChatGPT, or if it's ChatGPT maybe within the HubSpot interface. We'll definitely check that out tomorrow, so don't miss that episode. Okay, so for a few action items today, it's pretty obvious. Go check out this HubSpot free business tools page that's linked in the show notes and just test out one of these tools, even if it's just one. No need to dive off the deep end and use them all, but stay focused, test one at a time, find one that helps you the most in your workflows and give it a shot. Let me know what tools you find the most useful and your general experience with these free tools. And that should do it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.